Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from the Expression House headquarters, Mokola, Ibadan. We bring people into membership in God's family, mature them in Christ's likeness, equip them for ministry, and send them out for missions to the world in order to magnify God's name. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover purpose. Connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us on site at Mokola, Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. Now, let's get into the message.
I'm going to get into God's word, and it's in line of all of these things, because one of the things that the enemy tries to achieve is to send shockwaves into our spines, shockwaves into our system, so that traveling from Ibadan to Lagos, you don't even want to travel. You are afraid to come to Ibadan, to come to church. I can assure you that one of the reasons that some people are not in church today is because of fear. Because the church has become a target. And you don't want to go to church and die. Let me say, nobody will come to our church and die. This place is called the Ark. The Ark is the safety, the place of safety. When there was pandemonium, or there was going to be pandemonium, there was going to be a mass destruction of humanity in Genesis, God called his servant Noah, gave him an instruction to build an ark. And he told him, everyone that finds their way into the ark, they will find safety. And he gave him instruction, male and female, let everyone come in. But many of the people did not come in. They were partying hard, they were drinking and smoking and doing all sorts of things all over town, like many are doing today. Noah went to the animal kingdom and he picked them, male and female, male cockroach, female cockroach, male elephant, female elephant, male lion, female lion, male goat, female goat. And that's why today we still have those animals, because they were preserved. But as many as did not make their way into the ark, they were destroyed. I pray for you, you will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Your family members will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. Can I get a very good amen? I've told you, you must respond to God's word. Response to the word of God can determine what you get out of the word. Response. I was ministering the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Ajah last Sunday. And I showed them Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 5, which I showed you here 2 Sundays ago. That as Ezra opened the book, the people stood. I'm not asking you to stand now. The people stood up. And he blessed the Lord God, the great God. And the people said, amen, amen, with their hands lifted. And they worshiped the Lord with their heads bowed to the ground. And as we read that scripture, I didn't even tell them to stand, they stood. They were hungry for God's word. And God showed himself strong. Expression House, no matter what you go through, don't carry anything on your head. Everybody's going through something. Carry faith on your head. Carry joy on your head. Carry hope on your countenance. When people look at you, let them see hope. Even when they have lost hope, let them become hopeful because of you. When they meet us, let them meet Christ. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Can I have an amen to that? God moved in that church. God will move here also in the name of Jesus. So I'll see you again next Sunday at the picnic. That's when I will see you. Were you blessed last Sunday? Yes, glory be to God. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Red words always win. These were the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Master. I'm going to be in verses 9 to 13. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. And that's where I'm choosing my title from. And we're going to be in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. Matthew 6, 9 to 13. After this manner, therefore, now, the Lord Jesus was the one that spoke these words. He was teaching the church how to pray. So he said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. This is how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The days in which we live are very evil. Pretty much evil. Evil is trying to overcome good. What is happening in the realm of the spirit is that the forces of evil have gathered themselves together trying to overrun the forces of righteousness. But little do they know, like I quoted earlier, Matthew 16:18, the Lord Jesus, the head of the church, will not open his eyes and watch his church being destroyed or being overrun. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the gates of evil, shall not prevail, shall not overcome. The Lord Jesus has already spoken, and because he has spoken, we believe what he has said. And so no matter what the church goes through in this season, I want you to rest assured that we have already overcome. Can I have an amen? Our deliverer is strong. He is not weak. He that keepeth his word is mighty and is true to his word. And so you can trust him. He's dependable. He's reliable. He's faithful. In Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9. Moses speaking there. He said something about our God. He said God is faithful. Somebody say God is faithful. Say God is faithful. Say God is faithful. In Lamentations, Jeremiah, pick that up in Lamentations chapter 3. And in verse 21, this I recall to mind, and I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. God is not only faithful. His faithfulness is great. Somebody say his faithfulness is great. I want you to understand that we serve a God that you can depend on. Some of us have lost hope in the security agencies of Nigeria to protect our lives. But we have a God that protects us. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleep. Psalm 121 and verse 4. Behold, he that keepeth Israel. The keeper of Israel is also the keeper of Nigeria. Did you hear what I said? The keeper of Israel is also the keeper of Nigeria, because the same Lord overall is rich unto all that call upon him. So El Elohei Israel is also El Elohei Nigeria. And the Bible says he neither sleeps nor slumbers. Because he neither sleeps nor slumbers, you are kept. Your family is kept. The church of God in Nigeria is kept. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody say God is faithful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Who also will keep you from evil. Can I have an amen? Somebody say God is faithful. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from. Come on, church, talk to me. He will keep you from what? Let's read this scripture again, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord, 1, 2, go. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you. Amen. You will not be overrun. One of the things that these people are doing is when they get to a Christian village, they wipe out the people and they establish their own religion and establish their own God. But here is the word of God. over 2,000 years ago. We have a counsel from our God. What did God say? Come on, talk to me. 1, 2, 3. Let's go. But the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you? You are not going to be wiped out. And what will he do? And will keep you from evil. I have for a title this morning, Deliver Us from Evil. Deliver us from evil. Let me read one more scripture. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 19. And we know that we are of God. Are you of God? Are you of God? Some of you don't even know. Don't look at my handsome face. Respond. Are you of God?
Yes, sir.
David, open your mouth. Are you of God?
Yes, sir.
You need to affirm these things to yourself. Affirm them. There are times you don't keep quiet. And I think I've taught you that in this church. There are times it's dangerous to keep quiet. It's not cool. I'm a cool guy. I don't talk. Mm-mm. There are times it's not cool. It can cost you much to keep quiet. There are times when talking can cost you much, so you need to keep quiet. Wisdom teaches you when to open your mouth and when to keep quiet. We are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. Wickedness is what we see around us today. Wickedness. Trying to overrun good. For some of you, maybe you don't even understand what I'm talking about in terms of the national security. But maybe personally, your own life, you're feeling like you've been overwhelmed. Every morning you wake up, hopelessness pervades the atmosphere in your room. You wake up with a sense of foreboding. A sense of hopelessness. A sense of, I don't even know if God is still interested in my life. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Some people have promised us that 2026 will be tougher in Nigeria. But we have the word of God that 2026 will be better for us. Why? Because of this scripture I just read. It said, and we know that we are of God. And if you're of God, it can only get better in your life.
Yes,
amen. Did 4 people only come to church this morning?
Yes,
the path of the just, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The path of the just is as a shining light. It shineth more and more unto the perfect day. So in 2026, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me, and if you like, bless yourself. That's your cup of coffee. As for me and my household, we will be kept from evil. As for me and my household, we will feed well. As for me and my household, we shall eat good. As for me and my household, shall dress well. As for me and my household, we will preach the gospel. As for me and my household, we will travel and we will return safe and sound. If that also applies to you, can I have an amen?
Amen.
Why is there so much evil in our days? As long as Adam's lease is still running, which was hijacked by the devil, the world is surrounded by evil. As long as Adam's lease is still running. So God made Adam. And God gave him authority and dominion over the world. And God gave him a command, help her to stay awake. And God gave a command and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every creeping thing. What more do you want, Adam? God simply said, be in charge. Be in charge. Rule. When we get to heaven, that guy, Adam, and I may have to get in a fist fight. If permitted. Because the moment he committed that high treason against God, everything started falling into disarray. Confusion everywhere. Animals started barking and charging at human beings. It never happened before. Adam was the one that called lion, lion. Say, come here, your name is lion. And the lion said, sir, yes, sir, until today is lion. How come today you can't stand a lion when you meet? Don't even, may you never meet. Except you see it in the cage. Can I have an amen? He's not a good guy to meet on the road. But do you know that at the beginning it was not so? Your body was not designed to fall sick. Your body was designed to live long and strong. Do you realize that up till today, medical science will tell you, if you have a cut on your skin, the body is designed to actually repair itself, to heal itself. That was the way God prepared us and gave us a good body. Your body is a good one. How come today our body begins to know sickness? It began to know sickness when Adam fell. When he did it, I must call it deliberately, because he was not deceived in that temptation. It was the wife that was deceived. Adam was right there, and he did the exact opposite of what God said to not do. Rubbing it on God's face. Well, I've done it, yeah. And from that moment, he discovered that he was naked. Stupid. And they went to get fig leaves to cover nakedness. We would have been coming to church in fig leaves now. And imagine what kind of church we're going to have. Fig leaves. Everybody, fig leaves. But God, in his mercy, in his graciousness, sent the last Adam to come and redeem us. When the last Adam came, that was the last Adam. God's last card. God's only son. When he came, the tempter went to him again. The same tempter that went to Eve. You see that guy? You need to be careful about him and to keep him at bay from your life. That's why I'm preaching this message this morning. Deliver us from evil. Because I have observed in my life that there are certain people who innocently, ignorantly walk into evil. Evil is standing on its own. They just, with their two legs, walk into evil. There are some people that walk into evil by association. The kind of friends you keep. People who don't love the Lord. People who have no regard for the things of God. And under 3 months, they begin to change and to reorientate your mind. And you begin to think like them. And you begin to question the Bible. And you begin to question your faith in God. And you come to a point where you even doubt, is there even God actually? Or let's just serve humanity and forget about all this Christianity. They have walked into evil. There are some young men, there are some young women, innocent, well-raised, raised in Christian homes. By the time they want to marry, they marry evil. Evil walking on two legs. Because there are human agents that are actually agents of evil. Even they themselves might not know that they have been rented. One of my converts in Canada asked me a question. She said, Pastor, is snake itself evil? Or it was because Satan entered into it. Why would God curse the snake? I said, well, the snake made itself available. The snake was a very beautiful creature before the fall. And maybe you did not know that the snake originally was not designed to be crawling on the floor. It was the curse. It was part of the pronouncement of the curse that made the snake to start crawling. The snake was standing upright. It was a beautiful, lovely creature like every other creature in the garden that you could play with and just, play with its head and wrap it around your body and say, hey, what's up? How you doing? And then you throw it away and then it's probably following you like this. But today, except you have some kind of training, you don't want to play with the snake. You don't want a snake coming into your room and then you go to bed like you don't care. It's like a lizard anyway. Let me just go to bed. How many of you can do that? I just go to bed. A viper comes into your room. You can see it coming in, crawling in, and then you just go to bed. No? I know people who would not even come back to that room. Even after it has been killed, the place has been fumigated, they said another one may come. So they are afraid in advance. The snake was a good guy until it allowed Satan to enter into it. And then began, and then the curse came and began to crawl on its belly and then began to eat the dust of the earth. The dust. Dust was not its food. So all of these things happened because of Adam. Now when Jesus came, this same Satan went to tempt him. And we have the account in Luke chapter 4 and in Matthew chapter 4. And thank God that the last Adam, the last hope of humanity, the last hope of mankind did not fall for the temptation. If he had fallen, there would be no Christmas, there would be no resurrection, there would be no faith in Christ. All of us would have been doomed forever under the dominion of Satan. So Satan could come and say, everybody in Nigeria today, when you want to go out, crawl on your belly, and we will say, sir, yes, sir. And we start crawling on our body, start crawling on our belly, start crawling on our belly. If he says, well, I don't want any procreation, don't give birth to any children, well, we shall not give birth to children because that's our taskmaster. And that guy is a ruthless taskmaster. But glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. The last Adam did not behave like the first Adam. The last Adam said to him, get thee behind me, Satan, for you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Get thee behind me. Get thee behind me. And as he told him to get thee behind, he went with his evil. But that guy is not repentant. Up till today, he's still ministering evil to people, evil through people. We are surrounded by evil. We are in an evil world. Psalm 74 verse 20. He says, have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of this world are full of the habitations of cruelty, meaning the habitations of wickedness, meaning the habitations of evil. That is the world in which we find ourselves. And why is it like that? Because Satan became the god of this world when Adam gave him his authority. When Adam disobeyed God, he didn't know that he was giving his authority to Satan. Adam was the god of this world before. The moment he bowed before Satan, Satan became the god of this world. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Are you with me, church? Are you getting blessed, church? If our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost. Why are they lost? In whom the God of this world, small letter G of this world, has blinded the minds of them which believe not. Every unbeliever has their mind darkened, blind, blind. If you have an unbeliever brother, an unbeliever sister, if there is a family member of yours that is not born again, pray for them. And this is the prayer to pray for them. I will show you now, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So Satan has blinded their mind. So you will command that the veil that he used to cover their mind, let that veil be removed in the name of Jesus. Then you will command the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to shine into them. Then you will release angels to surround them with people that will preach the gospel to them. Can I have an amen to that? That's how to pray for an unbeliever. Don't say, Lord, save my Uncle Martins. Uncle Martins is a very nice man. Uncle Martin, very nice, but Lord, save him, save him. You're wasting your time. You take charge. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I remove the veil covering the mind and the heart of Uncle Martin. I remove it in the name of Jesus. And I command the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to shine into him. And I surround him with angels that will surround him with the gospel. Angels don't preach, but they will quicken people that will preach the gospel to that person. And that person will be saved. Can I get a very good amen to that? We're surrounded. We're surrounded. Our situation is like that of 2 Kings chapter 6. Can we go there very quickly? The story of Elisha from verse 15 to 23. Second Kings chapter 6. Everybody open your Bible. Second Kings chapter 6. From verse 15. So Elisha was a man of God, and God was really using him, and he was revealing the secrets of the enemy king, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, who was trying to destroy the people of God. And, you know, this man was troubled. Second Kings chapter 6, if you look at verse 11, it said, therefore the heart of the king of Syria was so troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will you not show me which of you is for the king of Israel? Because everything I plan, he always gets to know who is telling him, who is the spy, who is the snitch, who is the snitch, who is the snitch. Help the brother that is next to the brother next to you. Who is the snitch? And you know, people thought, man, somebody must be telling the king of, you know, Israel what's going on here. And somebody told him, Oga, nobody is a snitch here, but there is a prophet in Samaria. That prophet is the one. Whatever you say in your bedroom is hearing loud and clear where he is. That is the one revealing your war plan, your warfare, the master plan of your warfare to his own king. The man said, what? There's a prophet there. Let's go and capture the prophet. So they came. Verse 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host come past the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Now, you don't understand that. He didn't say, what shall we do? He said, how? Early in the morning, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, had surrounded the mountains around Prophet Elisha's house with warfare, weapons, horses, and chariots. And they were ready. God forbid. It's like you waking up in the morning and you step out of your house. You want to go and fetch water down the street, the next house, because there's no water running in your house. And on opening your gate, you saw like 1,000 people, bandits with guns, shelling artillery, and they've surrounded your house. The guy ran back. Alas, master! Alas! How shall we do? He didn't say, what shall we do? Because what will mean that, well, it's a small issue. We just need to know what to do. This is not a cute what to do. How shall we survive? Because I don't understand how. Now, normally, that's a question that should trigger panic. But imagine what the man of God said. Calm down, guy. Make me a cup of coffee and get me some donuts, all right? And he answered, fear not. And I'm answering to you, expression house, this morning, fear not. Let me tell your neighbor, say, fear not. That's too low. Tell them, fear not. Somebody needs to hear that. Look at another neighbor. If your neighbor is keeping quiet too much, look at another neighbor and look at them eyeball to eyeball and say, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Master, you must be joking. The last time I counted, it was you and myself. Even the sons of the prophet are in their own bedchamber. So right now, 1, 2. Against a multitude surrounding the mountain. Have you ever felt surrounded like that before? And there is news right now in town. They have surrounded us. Every street, every cranny, every nook. They are the ones riding Okada. They are the ones selling carrots. They are our great men. They are, when you go to market, they sell beans. This is a situation of, alas, master, how shall we do? That's the situation we're in right now in the Southwest. Not only are they in the city, they're in the forest also. But the man of God knew something that his servant did not know. Knowledge is power. That's why Proverbs 19 verse 2 says, for the soul to be without knowledge, it is not good. Hosea 4, 6, my people are destroyed because they are surrounded. My people are destroyed because they are surrounded. My people are destroyed because of the power of the enemy. Why are God's people destroyed? For lack of knowledge. Knowledge. What you know is important in the day of trouble. Daniel 11, 32. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Do you know your God? That's why I showed you that scripture in 1 John 5, 18. It says, and we know that we are of God. We genasko. The word know there is the Greek word genasko. It is a word for sexual intimacy. The highest level of knowing between a man and a woman. Whoever has sex with you knows you. Knows you more than anybody can. That's why you shouldn't be stupid who you expose yourself to. Let them pay the bride price. Let them give you the ring. Let them honor your parents first. Let them come and prostrate to your family. Because a man that has no regard for your parents will have no regard for you. A woman that has no regard for your parents will have no regard for you. It's important that you follow protocol. Young people, don't let your emotions be running riot and you sell yourself cheaply. Some young ladies moving to a man's house without him having paid bride price, without him having married you, without him having taken a vow before God and his holy people. And you move into his apartment and you are washing his clothes and cooking his meal. How cheap you are. That's why it's going to kick you out. That's why some ladies endure beating from their boyfriend. Beat them blue black, punch them, turn them to a punching bag. And they still marry. Say, I will marry him. He loves me. I know he loves me. Because, you know, she has lost herself, a sense of self-esteem. So, she has given all. She has given all that there is to give. May such ladies receive common sense in the name of Jesus. What you know is very important. Don't let anybody know you who has not paid the price of knowing you. There's a price to pay to know you. Even as a guy, don't be cheap. Don't be a cheap guy. And a woman just says, I have some money, I can give you money. Come and be servicing me. Are you all right? To hell with your money. Tell them, like the apostles told Simon the sorcerer, they say, you perish with your money. How much can you give me to buy me? Cherish your Christ. Cherish your salvation. Cherish who you are. Don't let them turn you to a pawn on the chessboard of life. As a child of God, you don't have to be cheap. Are you getting what I'm saying? Don't let anybody just know you. Like Adam knew his wife. The man of God knew something. What did he know? Everybody knows something, but it depends on what you know. Some of us know things that are useless to our destiny. You know who is trending on TikTok. You know who is trending on X. Who is trending on Instagram. That's all you know. You know the latest songs. All of the things that you know, put them together, they have no value to your life. They won't be required when you go to the next job interview. Neither will they be required when you go to pitch your business idea. So what do you know? You know a lot, but a lot that you know is junk. A lot of junk. Can you begin to know something that will add value to your life? One, to know God. Two, to know his word. Three, to know things that will add value to you. When they talk about AI, everybody AI, AI. Some people don't even know. They don't even know the full meaning of AI. Put back my scripture on the screen. The man of God knew something. What he knew delivered him in the day of trouble. He's like, calm down, young man. Calm down, young man. Before he prayed, what did he say? Verse 16, please. Verse 16. And he answered, fear not. Why should I not fear? Oh God, they are all over the place. Boko Haram. They are pointing their gun outside the gate. How shall we do? Alas! Master, how shall we do? How, sir? And my parents told me not to come to the house of this prophet too. They say I should go to university. I said, no, God called me. I came to do son of the prophet. Son of the prophet won't kill me now. He went to beg his master. Alas, master, how shall we do? And the man said to him, fear not. Why? For the word for, there's the word because. Because they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The man knew that he was not alone. Somebody say, I am not alone. Sorry, we couldn't take our confession this morning. That's part of our confession lines. I am never alone. El Sabaoth has given his angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. El Sabaoth means the Lord of hosts. Elisha knew the Lord of hosts, and he knew that even though you might not physically see the host, that doesn't mean their absence. The fact that you can see them, that their invisibility does not mean absence. They are ever present. They are ever present. They that be with us are more. Because I know that my God is not short-staffed. He has more than enough angels keeping watch over me. For he shall give his angels charge over you. Psalm 91, verses 11, 12, 13. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Am I talking to someone this morning? Yes, Elisha knew, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation? Hebrews 1 and verse 14. Elisha knew Psalm 104. And one of the verses there says that God has made his angel spirit his ministers flames of fire. Psalm 104 and verse 4. Elisha knew Psalm 104 and verse 4. Media, put it on the screen. Who maketh his angel spirits his ministers of flaming fire. We are surrounded by fire. Say amen. So when you see fire all around you, it's not fire to consume you, it's fire to protect you. And that fire represents the angels of God. It makes his ministers, spirits, his angels, a flaming fire. No wonder when Elijah was going to heaven and Elisha was with him and they were talking. Remember the chariot that came from heaven? It was the chariot of what? Fire. Come on, come on, talk to me. He was a chariot of what?
Fire.
Why that fire? Why that fire? Because angels were there. That chariot was driven by angels. They were all around and they took Elijah home. So Elisha knew too much than for one stupid Ben-Hadad of Syria to come and threaten his life. What do you know? What do you know? In the day of trouble, what do you know? When the doctors give you a bad report, what do you know? You will either stand in faith or you crumble under the weight of what you're going through. Don't crumble. Don't crumble if you know God. What you know will show up in the day of trouble. When they tell you you have an extra year in the university, what comes out of your mouth? When they tell you, well, the money you're expecting, sorry, we're not giving it to you. What you know will pop out of your mouth. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you with me, church? Elisha said to his servant, he said, they that be with us, I know it, that they that be with us are more. How many are they? 1,000? They are not. Come on. Are you getting what I'm saying? How many are they? 100,000? They are not enough. Because they that be with us are more. Stalabaskere bahadia. This gives me confidence in life that they that be with me are more than they that are against me. I don't care if three people in the boardroom are speaking against me. The ones that are with me and for me are more than the ones that are against me. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered if you don't like me. The people that like me outnumber you. And what happened? He had to pray, next verse, because the guy didn't understand what his master was saying. He was a carnal guy. He was body ruled. I know that because much later when his master healed a man by the name Naaman and refused to collect money, it was this guy that went to collect money. He was body ruled, carnal, a son of the prophet, and he saw this miracle. He still went to collect money. Was it wrong to collect money? No. But was it the time? Error. You must be able to discern the times and seasons. Church, discern the times and seasons in which we live. You must discern where to go, where not to go. Psalm 133 verse 3 talks about the mountains of Zion. He said that's where the blessing is commanded. That is the place. For there, the blessing is commanded. For there, that's a place. Zion, church, is the place to be. When you want to go out to other places, be careful. Let the Spirit lead you. Are you with me, church? Let's wrap this up. I got 16 more minutes to go. And Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee open his eyes that he may see. Why did Elijah say that God, why did Elijah say that God should open his eyes? Are his eyes not open right now? They're open right now. The guy can see. That's why the guy came back and said, Master, we have a multitude against us out there. He could see. He wasn't blind. But that means behind these eyes, we have the supernatural eyes. The eyes of understanding. David said, Lord, open thou my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Are you with me, church? Come on. Are you with me, church? I did a series of teaching on that. Go and get it on Spotify. Get it everywhere you can get it. Lord, open my eyes. That message will bless you forever. Psalm 119 verse 18. Lord, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Elisha prayed for his servant. He said, Lord, open his eyes. Lord, open his eyes that he may see. Because these guys can't see. Open his eyes that he may see. Lord, silence the noise of my mind. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the reason to be part of Look and Live Crusade. Open my eyes that I may see the reason to be part of Publicity Flow tomorrow. Open my eyes to see why I should win souls. Because he that winneth souls is wise. Since you are wise. Those that are wise are the soul winners. So Elisha prayed. And the Lord did what? Come and talk to me, George. And the Lord did what? That means the guy's eyes were blind. His spiritual eyes. He couldn't see into the realm of the spirit. But the Lord opened the guy's eyes. The same Lord who did that, may he open your eyes. And the young man, he opened the eyes of the young man. And he what? Saw. What did he see? Behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire. Chariots of what? Fire round about Elisha. The enemies that he saw before, they were a multitude of chariots. They had no fire. But the ones that surrounded his master had fire. Somebody said fire. That's how you are surrounded. If Elisha under the old covenant was surrounded by fire, you are surrounded by much more fire. Can I have an amen? Fire is synonymous with the Holy Ghost. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one accord. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like as of a rushing mighty wind. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of what? Fire! And it shot upon each of them. And they all began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Somebody say, fire!
Fire!
Let me move on very quickly. What do we do now? In these days when we are surrounded by evil, what do we do? What do we do? Four things, quick. Number one, three things actually. Number one, give the word of God first place in your life. Give the word of God first place in your life. Give the word of God first place in your life. Give the word of God first place in your life. If you don't give God's word first place, you won't know what belongs to you. You won't know who you are. You won't know you have the right to supernatural protection. You won't even know. You will think you are as vulnerable as every other person on the streets. And people talk useless talks because they don't know. I've had people say, anybody can die at any time. Well, if that's your personal philosophy, that's what you believe, that's what you get. It is unto every man according to their faith. Are you getting what I'm saying? When you open the word of God, first thing in the morning, not your phone, the word of God. Not your mobile phone. The word of God. Help me tell your neighbor. Say, not your mobile phone. The word of God. When you open the word, that's when you will see what has been written concerning you. Job 42 verse 2. I saw that years ago. It changed my life. Job said, for I know that you can do anything and no thought can be withheld from you. I know you can do anything. And I know thou canst do everything. How much can your God do?
Everything.
Can he protect you?
Yes, sir.
Can he protect your family?
Yes, sir.
Can God even protect what you have on the field?
Yes, sir.
Can he protect your business?
Yes, sir.
Can he protect your name?
Yes, sir.
Can he bless you? In spite of the economic prognostications of evil coming in 2026, can God supply your need?
Yes, sir.
According not to the economy of Nigeria, but according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Can God heal your body?
Yes, sir.
Have you been healed already?
Yes, sir.
Job said, I know that thou canst do everything. Man, I saw that. It rewired my brain. I wash my brain every day. I wash my brain with the water of the word. Ephesians 5:26. The washing of the water by the word. Everybody needs some brain washing. Pastor Fred, why are you brainwashing those youths? You are brainwashing them. And my response is, Auntie, everybody's brain needs to be washed. Somebody accused me of brainwashing the youth some years ago. That's why I will not allow my children go to the expression house. I say, well, we love them. If they come, we will have to wash their brain too.
Yes,
come and see our products in the expression house. People whose brains have been washed.
Yes,
in this house, we have had first class psychology. You are first class sociology. You are first class law. You are first class law school. Double first class in this house. First class mechanical engineering. You are first class mechanical engineering. Covenant University. We've had people from the ghetto now living in the Western countries from brainwashing. I'm a brainwasher. I will help you to wash all the gede in your brain that is not making you to believe God. I'm an addicted believer of God's word. I'm addicted to the word of God. I love the word of God. People say, why do you quote so much scripture? I'm not quoting to impress you. It is full. I'm full of it. I love it. I stay there every day. That's how I wash my brain. Lest you come and tell me anybody can die at any time. Me, I'm not. My name is not anybody. The last time I checked,
yes,
I ain't going to die at any time. No Boko Haram is going to kill me. No bandit, no armed robber, no stray bullet. Because he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. I am not going to beg. I'm not going to borrow. Because he that provides for me is more than enough. He's my source. He's my supply. Psalm 36 and verse 9. For with him is the fountain of life. And in his light I see light. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I know 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8 that God is able to make all grace abound towards me, that I always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. PFE is going places. Amen. This is how I wash my brain. I don't get good reports every time. There are times they give me bad report. When they give me bad report, I don't make it my report. I go back to the report of the Lord. Whose report shall we believe? Whose report? They look at you and say, you can never become anything in life. Those who have said that about me, I say, Lord, keep them alive. Because in their presence, I will become good. Thou preparest a table before me in the
presence of my
enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for 1 year, for 10 years, for 100 years. How long are you going to dwell in the house of the Lord? We continue the fellowship in heaven. Shout amen. Tell your neighbor, say, brother, make sure you make it to heaven. Hallelujah. Let me wrap this up. Number two. I have scriptures for you for number one. Psalm 119, 105, 147, 15, 121, 4. God, Jesus said something in John 17, 15. I'd like you to look at it. John 17, 15. John 17, 15. John 17, 15. Jesus was praying. The head of the church was praying for the church. He said, I pray not that you take them away from the world. I'm not asking that you take them away out of the world. He said, but that thou shouldest keep them from what? Come on, talk to me, church. Are you not fired up yet? Don't you have fire in your bones yet? Jesus said, I'm not praying, Father, that you take them out of the world. In other words, don't let them die. Don't take them out of the world. Don't let the enemies kill them. Don't let their lives be wasted. Jesus praying. This was the longest prayer Jesus prayed for the church. The whole of John 17. Prayer. If you have a red letter Bible, it was all red. And can I tell you something? Red words always win. He prayed this for you. But you won't know it if you don't open the book. Give the word of God first place. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
In these evil days, may the Lord keep you from evil.
Amen.
How did I get to know that prayer? Because I have given God's word first place in my life. First place. Instagram is not first place in my life. X is not first place in my life. Social media is not first place in my life. The word of God is first place in my life. And I'm begging you, in the new year, we're coming up at the leadership level with the program that can help everybody read the word of God, study and meditate more than ever before in this house. Because that's how we're going to live in the days that are coming, in the days ahead. The just shall live by his faith. You can't live by communal faith. You can't live by your pastor's faith. You can't live by your parents' faith. You are all adults here. The only way to live now will be by faith. We are not very hopeful that the price of petrol is coming down next year. We have no clue whether food prices will be crashed. Prices that are soaring high may not come down. But we don't need to have hypertension because they are soaring high. But we do know that even though we don't know what tomorrow may hold, we know the one that holds tomorrow. So give his word first place in your life. Do yourself a favor. Buy a Bible. Not phone app. Buy yourself a Bible. Invest in your spiritual life. Number two. Cleanse your hands from evil. Cleanse your hands from evil. Cleanse your hands from evil. 1 John 5:18. 1 John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Can you see that? He that is born of God, whosoever is born of God, does not sin. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that you don't make mistakes. But when you do, if you ever do, run back to God immediately and repent. Don't justify it. Don't explain it away. Don't say, well, God understands. It's not easy. Anytime you are out of line with God, get back in line. Lord, have mercy. I'm sorry, Lord. Don't say, well, this is like my 13th time I'm repenting of the same thing. Won't God be tired of me? No, he's not tired of you. He said for you to come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the hour of need. Hebrews 4 and verse 15. He said, come and obtain mercy and find grace. I don't hate you. I love you, son. I know you're struggling, but come. There is grace available. You don't have to struggle anymore. And according to 1 John 1:9, if we come before him and confess our sins, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from how much unrighteousness? Come on, talk to me. How much unrighteousness? when you fall before God in prayer and say, Lord, have mercy on me, how much of unrighteousness will he cleanse you from? If he cleanses you from all, will there remain a little bit? Cleanse your hands from evil. 1 Corinthians 15, 33 and 34. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Awake, therefore. No, 33. God bless you, media, 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Some of you, the evil you are in right now is because of the people that surround you. Your friends, your circle of friends. You don't smoke, but you're surrounded by smokers. Someday you will. You don't drink, but you're surrounded by social drinkers. Your friends are social drinkers. They don't really get drunk, but they drink socially, like when the occasion calls for it. Like it's a birthday party, and it's not a church thing. Pastor has gone. Church members have left. It's just a few of us that know ourselves. And then you gig and gig and gig. And you know, to really gig and dig it, you need that small disposable red cup. Don't take my scripture away from the screen. Evil communication will corrupt you, even though you're a good manner. I'm telling you, if the Bible says evil communication can corrupt good manner, believe the Bible. Give the word of God first place. Don't say, Pastor, I'm principled. I have friends who are doing all this nonsense, but I can never do it. They can't influence me. I'm the one influencing them. My friend, you are deceiving yourself. If you're standing up here, someone is standing on the floor here, and you're trying to pull each other, which one is easier? To pull them up or for them to pull you down? Come and talk to me, church. To pull you down. Evil communications corrupt good manners. The good manners were good manners before. But when evil communications set in, it began to gradually corrupt them. How did it corrupt them? From their thinking, to their words, to their actions, and then to their lifestyle. Some people, what they preached against yesterday is exactly what they are doing today. How? Evil communications. It's not bad after all. It's not really bad. So bad to you, my friend. Is it only this life we have? Is it that bad? Let me tell you something. It is bad, but it feels good. As in, it feels good. Hello? It is still bad. Did you get that illustration? It is bad, but it feels good. Oh, no. Aji. That's what boys say now. Boys say Aji. I heard it from my barber. He was cutting my hair one day, and every time he say Aji. Aji. I'm still preaching the gospel to that guy. Look, it is bad. It feels good. Hello? It is still bad. So, next verse, verse 34. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Awake to righteousness and sin not. And for some have not the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Give me Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Oh Lord, I need to run. 14 to 20. Quick. Ephesians 5, 14 to 20. 14 to 20. 14 to 20. We're going to read it together. Everybody. From verse 14. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest. Oh Lord, Ujona. G. Masu. In the Bible, not really. Some of those things they say on the street. Welcome. Oh, don't you want me? You know what lanje now? In the XPH, what lanje? What lanje? Oh man, Holy Spirit man bewa. Ademaje. So this is Jimasu. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest. Oga, wake up! Mr. Sleeper. And arise from the dead. Because sleeping can lead to death. Spiritual sleep can lead to death. And Christ shall give you what? Light. And what is that light? His word. That word is a light unto my path. A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Are you with me, church?
Yes, sir.
So cleanse your hands from evil. Next verse. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. And I'm saying this to the whole church. Don't walk as fools. Walk circumspectly. Walk circumspectly. Enri, tifura, circumspectly. Be circumspect. Be circumspect. Watch your environment in addition to your prayer. If you see something, say something. I was in London a few years ago. They put it in their train station. British police. They say, if you see something, say something. I say, even here too. See then that you walk circumspectly. Walk circumspectly. Me, I love to walk circumspectly. When I'm walking circumspectly. He said, not as fools, but as wise. Some parties they invite you to, don't attend. Walk circumspectly. I know a young man that attended a party December 31st a few years ago, planning to get married to a lady in America, and the family didn't want him because if he married the lady, he will have access to all the property of the lady's father. The lady's father had died and willed everything to the lady, and his marriage to the lady would mean that they would lose everything to him. And he went to a party December 31st. He never returned home. At the party, his eldest brother was calling him to come for family meeting. He said, "Bro, I will be with you." Never did. Evil. Evil abounds in the days in which we walk circumspectly, not as fools. That's why I'm speaking in tongues. I cover my day with Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will see the Lord. He's my refuge. He's all right. When God says, don't go that way, take this way. He said, no, I will go that way because the Lord is with me. Wherever I go, you have turned yourself to Mr. Lagbaja. Wherever I go, it's all right. MTN. My friend, don't walk as fools. He said, be wise. Let me tell you, let me say, be wise. Not every place where they have free food, you go there. Typhoon Atenu International. See, there's free food in that church. There's free food in that party. If you just come, food unya for you, my friend. Don't walk as a fool. Don't walk into the net. Are you getting what I'm saying? Free money. Be careful. Lest they steal your BVN. See all these offers that pop up on your phone. That's that 3-3 whatever, and then stand the chance of becoming an overnight billionaire. Overnight. Since say you are wise. Don't be a fool. Be wise. Next verse. I'm wrapping up. Wrapping up now. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time because the days are what? The Bible said this. The Holy Ghost wrote this down. The days are evil. If the Holy Ghost said the days are evil, the days are evil. Should we believe the Holy Ghost? Next verse. Redeeming the time, making use of every opportunity. Wherefore be ye not unwise. You see, he said it again. But understanding what the will of the Lord is. What's the will of the Lord? Verse 18, please. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That is the will of the Lord. And after that, you'll be speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And then verse 20 will happen. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I have an amen to that? My last point, number 3, and I'm done. Be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Where he does not lead, don't go. Where he leads, go. What he commands to do, do. What he does not command, don't do. Minister Falake, you are the one to administer communion today. I will leave for the ICC immediately after this, and I want the church to quickly take communion, take the offering, and everybody to join me there. Amen? All right. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. But let me give you one scripture in Isaiah 48, because of my time. Isaiah 48 and verse 17, I believe. Verse 17. And then verse 21. Isaiah 48, 17. Read, everybody. Let's read together. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. May the Lord lead you. Verse 21. Let's read this together. One, to go. And they thirsted not when he led them through the deserts. He caused the water to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. When God leads you, you don't thirst. You don't lack. You don't do without when he leads. May you be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Let the amen be louder. Amen. There are people that will do better in Ibadan than in Lagos, but they rush to Lagos. Because Lagos is the happening place. But Ibadan is their own place. When he led them, they thirsted not. He led them through the desert. They should normally thirst, but they thirsted not. Why? He caused the waters to flow out of the rocks, right? Yes, sir. What did he do again? He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. May waters gush out for you. Amen. Whatever you stand in need of, may you have it in abundance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Stand on your feet, Isaiah 49 verse 10. Let's take that standing. Isaiah 49 and verse 10. 1, 2, let us go. 1, 2, go. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath, I can't hear you now. Let's take it again. Let me hear you loud and clear. 1, 2, go. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of water shall he guide. May that be your portion in Jesus' name. Glory be to God. 1, 2, go. I want this to be registered in your spirit. This is your word for the week. This is your word for the rest of the year. Can I have an amen to that? Personalize it. This time put your name. Fred Akiola Legbe shall not hunger nor thirst. Neither shall the heat nor sun smite Fred Akiola Legbe and his family. For he that hath mercy on Fred Akiola Legbe and his family shall lead Fred Akiola Legbe and his family. Even by the springs of water shall he guide us. You will be guided. I said you will be guided. That amen is too weak. I said you will be guided. You will be led by the Spirit of God. And I'm saying that the waters will gush out for you. Go back to that Isaiah 48:21. And they thirsted not. Expression out. We will not thirst. No matter what Nigeria goes through, we will not lack in this house. Shout a better amen. In Yoruba, they will say, "Ongbe oni gbeyin o." Water is life. Do you realize that? Wherever water goes, life springs up there. He said, deliver us from evil. This is how God will deliver you from evil. One, give his word first place. Two, cleanse yourself from evil. Three, be led, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's how to be delivered from evil. Yoruba Bible says, Mafawa sinu idewo, shubon bawa lowo bilisi. This is bilisi now. There is bilisi in town. Shubon Jesu ti bawa lowo bilisi. And whoever is in the web of evil right now, maybe by virtue of association, you got into the wrong association and you are caught in the web of evil. I decree the power of the Holy Ghost will rescue you now in the name of Jesus. Every family going through evil, the Lord will rescue you. In fact, you are rescued now in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, I thank you because I'm delivered from evil. I thank you, Father, because I'm kept from evil. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you once again for listening to this message. We hope it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you the God of the Bible so that you can know him intimately, beyond religion, and rediscover purpose in him. Please connect with us on all our social media platforms at the XPHNG or join us in our live services at Mokola Ibadan for fellowship and partnership. God bless you.